At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 2nd, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, I hope you all have had a good start to the week. We've reached a midway point. July 4th is almost here. I'd imagine a lot of you guys got a three-day weekend, four-day weekend coming up. So let's just bang out these last 48 hours, and let's get going on vacation. But until then, Brandon Graham was on WIP yesterday, and Brandon Graham, I got to say, it's been pretty cool to watch him do more and more media. I think it's safe to say Brandon is somebody that, you know, everyone is rooting for personally. You know, obviously I've got to know him covering the team. I think every fan that has ever met Brandon or every fan that has obviously followed him on the team and feels like they know him, you want to see him crush it in retirement, right? You want to see after he's done playing, go out and do what he wants to do and do it at a high level. And you can tell that he is taking the time and effort to be good at this media thing. He's done the Brandon Graham show for a while. He has, been done some spots on national shows. So always good to hear Brandon. But what I did think was interesting is now that he's retired, it's interesting to hear his perspective on stuff, because while I think he still probably feels a little bit like he's a player on the Eagles, and I think he still probably doesn't want to ruffle any feathers to a degree, I do think you're seeing more and more his opinion, his like true opinion as an analyst, start to come out. And as someone that's played in the NFL for as long as he has, he knows so much about the inner workings of the NFL, the Eagles, all that, where I think him and his analysis could be really, really good. So he was on WIP on Monday to talk, ironically enough, about the Joe DeCameron, Jack Fritz thing. But there was also obviously some Eagles content as well. So one of the interesting, I think he had two things that were really interesting. And the first was, he is someone that's been through a lot. In 2017, he won the Super Bowl, and then he played obviously in 2018. 2022, loses the Super Bowl, played in 2023. So he has had experience doing both. And they asked him what he's learned from those experiences. And here's what he had to say.
What type of advice would you give this team that you learned from the first time winning in 2017 that maybe you guys didn't do well coming off defending that year? What type of advice would you give them sort of to either avoid or make sure they focus on this year?
Well, what I was telling them a little bit already, the ones that I talk to a lot up at the facility, is, man, you gotta have a cutoff soon of, like, you know, hey, make sure, or not a cutoff, but make sure that your workouts are still, you still working out and not just taking meetings, taking all these different things that's taking you away from ball because of what you did the year before. Because soon as this year come up and we not going like we need to go, it's going to be all the Super Bowl hangover. So what I tell them is to make sure that they are working out while still making their money and doing their stuff from the Super Bowl. and balling, going out there and putting in the work. Don't think it's just going to happen again because, you know, you the Eagles and y'all got a similar team. But it's like, no, y'all all got to have the same offseason, same hunger, and make sure that you come ready to play and don't just live off what you did last year. Let's do something great. Let's go on our three-peat run. And so I think it's just taking the offseason serious like they was before and not being complacent and thinking things going to just happen because of who we were last year and since we got a similar team.
That is one thing with this Eagles team, and it's just the benefit of longevity and having guys that have been here for a long time. And it's true in every walk of life. If you've done your job for 15 years, you've probably seen a lot of the things or issues that you could be presented with for the next 15 years. Now, not every job is the same all the time. There's always new and different things, and it's not as kind of concrete as what the Eagles job is, but the Eagles, they have players on the roster who played in the 2017, 2022, and 2024 Super Bowl. And as a result, they have players that have been through a lot. Lane Johnson has experience coming off winning a Super Bowl. Howie Roseman, not on the roster, but he's experienced coming off winning a Super Bowl. Jake Elliott has experience coming off winning a Super Bowl. And then in 2022, even more so, there were a lot of guys on the team that experienced that now have that experience and can use it for next season. So I think that Jeffrey Lurie, the fact that he holds on to guys, the fact that he doesn't really have a quick trigger when it comes to firing coaches or GMs or moving on from players, I think is going to benefit them next year. Because as this roster enters the 2025 season as defending Super Bowl champions, they will have guys on the team that know what hurt them in 2018. Because, and me and James talked about this on the most recent pod, we can say why all these things might not impact the Eagles. Like, hey, no team almost no team repeats. Well, actually, the Eagles are so good, that's not an issue. Or most teams coming off and win a Super Bowl don't do as well the next year. Well, this team's built different because they try really hard. You can say that to yourself, and we can rationalize it all we want. But every single team that wins a Super Bowl thinks they're going to go back. No team wins a Super Bowl in the next year, besides maybe the Giants, honestly, is like, yeah, we have a bunch of changes to make. Every team that wins a Super Bowl thinks that they're really good. So the Eagles are no different than the other team. But I do think one thing that could make them different is just all the experience they've had on the roster in dealing with these different things. So on top of that, Brandon was asked, having been through the 2017 and 2022 Super Bowl, what's harder, coming back from winning or coming back from losing? And here's what he had to say.
BG, I think it's interesting that it's difficult for a team to get back and win the Super Bowl after they won the Super Bowl, but it's also difficult to get back to the Super Bowl after they lost the Super Bowl. And you've been through both of those things, an offseason after you lost the Super Bowl and an offseason after you won the Super Bowl. What did you think was more difficult for you and for other players, the season after winning it or the season after losing it?
I think the season after winning it is real easy because it put that chip on your shoulder again, especially if you have a GM like we got where he just kept adding to the guys, and then we didn't lose too many. And this is rare, too. When you usually win, you usually lose a lot. We lost a lot on defense, not crazy amount, but about five guys. But I think we got some guys to replace them, but they still have to prove themselves. But I think it's harder when you win and trying to get everybody refocused again. And that's the hardest thing you come across, because when we lost, man, that junk burned. Because that was my best year I'd have had as a pro, getting double-digit sacks. And so I had that chip on my shoulder even more, because I tasted it again and I came up short. And so I think that the hardest part is winning it and coming back after you win, because now you got to get everybody refocused and come up with a new message for the year that everybody can believe in. That's the team that we are, and that's what we've shown. And so this is the message that kind of pops up, and hopefully that message is a great message, which I know it will be with Coach Sirianni. But, yeah, I think it's harder when you win it and having to come back and repeat, because you got to get it refocused.
I thought this answer was a good one. Mostly, I think he's trying to say, when you win, you don't have that same fire as when you lose. And having been around teams that won the Super Bowl and lost the Super Bowl and covering them, I mean, I've said it a bunch on the pod, but there is no team I've been around that was solely focused on revenge and getting the Super Bowl as that 2024 team. Now, that wasn't 2023, right? 2023, I do think there was a bit of a sense of, we're going to get back. We're so good, we'll get back. And we'll see what the 2025 team feels. But I do think this set of players coming off of losing that Super Bowl, not initially, but eventually ended up in a place where they absolutely were fixated on getting back. They didn't need any extra motivation. Their motivation was they felt they should have won that game in 2022, and they had to feel that feeling of accomplishing a goal. And I'm not even so sure, especially when you hear the players talk, that the goal was the Super Bowl. I think the goal was more... Well, I should rephrase that. I'm not so sure the goal was obtaining a championship. I think the goal was accomplishing something that you're supposed to accomplish as a player. And that's why I think when AJ and you know, Devontae talk about, hey, maybe this Super Bowl wasn't, once you win it, it's not as fulfilling as everyone makes it out to be, is because I almost think it was to them a little bit like a checklist. Like, you're going to be a great player. You want to be a Hall of Fame player. You got to win a Super Bowl. And so check. And now they're on to the next thing that they want to check off. So I think that with losing, there was a feeling of, I'm an elite athlete. I accomplished pretty much everything I want in life because I am an elite athlete and, you know, I've accomplished great things. But one thing I need to accomplish is that check, is winning a Super Bowl. So I can see why how coming off of winning as opposed to losing is harder. As I've said, I think the vibe I get around the team right now is one of, we know we're awesome. And we know what it takes to win, and now we can do it again. So it's early. We'll see in weeks 2, 3, 4, 5 what this team looks like. But I do agree with Brandon that coming off of losing does put a fire inside of players that was very evident last year. Whereas coming off of winning, I do think you have to be more self-motivated, more finding things to get you going. Finally, Brandon was asked about the athletic event of the summer, Joe DeCamera versus Jack Fritz. And he was asked, you know, kind of any advice he would have for Jack, who, Jack, you know, been a rough 48 hours for my guy. Really, I guess 72 hours. But, you know, he's being called soft mentally. He's saying he choked. Jack himself said that he choked and that he lost. Joe didn't win. So Brandon has certainly been through a lot as an athlete. And he offered up some perspective to Jack on what could help and had a little fun with it, too. So here's Brandon talking to Jack, Spike, and Ike.
I was wondering if you could give Jack any sort of advice about dealing with the pressure of you know, failing.
The weight of expectations.
What could you tell him to make sure that he is locked in the next competition?
Hey, well, what I could tell him is, hey, yeah, well, show them players some grace when you're talking stuff about them. When you say, oh, the pressure, you're a bad athlete. Oh, yeah. No, for real, though. But you know what? It's all in your mind. You got to really, like, talk to yourself in a positive way. You got to flush it and move on. That's the biggest thing. You got to let it go. Next play. Because, honestly, it is. Like, that's the only thing you can control is the next competition. So, hey, you lost this one. Hey, shake it off. It's the next one that counts. It's you only as good as your last play, and that's what we always talk about. You only as good as like your last year, how you was. Because as you know, football is not for long. NFL and Mr. Lurie ain't gonna sign you if you ain't have a good year the year before.
It would be hysterical if the Eagles media members and, you know, more than that, just every media member in the city had to play a football game in front of the players. Just imagine them getting to live tweet, them tracking my stats, them watching, you know, me drop a football or whatever. Just it would be funny. And I've always said, if I talk about players, they are welcome to talk about me. But I do think what he said in there that was super interesting was the whole, you know, the mental part of sports. And I don't think what Jack is going through compares to what a real athlete does, but it's not that dissimilar. Everybody on WIP is talking about Jack, just like everybody on WIP talks about Jalen. Everybody on WIP talks about Nick Sirianni, Joel Embiid, Bryce Harper. So right now, Jack and Joe, now Joe, it's fun for Joe right now. It's not fun for Jack. They are dealing to a certain degree what the athletes deal with. And I thought Brandon's perspective on really kind of pulling the curtain back on what it is like to be an athlete and go through that. And I think it's something you could apply to your everyday life, that if you go through something tough, there is a real benefit to talking positively to yourself. I mean, there's a reason AJ Brown was reading the book he was reading. There's a reason that, you know, it was called like a self-help book, but basically, and we read a page out of AJ's book, and I can't believe I can't remember the name right now, but every day on that daily pod leading up to the Super Bowl on the playoff pods, right? And I think the art of talking to yourself positively is something hard. It's something I have to be better with. There are times where in my job, I'm up on stage with freaking Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and, you know, all these amazing athletes and amazing radio people. And I'm like, what in the world am I doing here? Maybe you guys think that sometimes, right? But I do think when it comes to being successful in what you want to be in life, self-confidence is absolutely massive. I'm sure I've said this on the pod, but I have a bracelet I wear when I do public events that says Beat Writer You Need, because there are times where I'm driving to an event and I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm nervous. How am I, you know? And I think it's important to remind yourself, like, yeah, like I'm here for a reason. I'm sure there's times in your life, it's called the imposter syndrome, where you feel like, what am I doing here? Why do I don't belong in this job, or I don't deserve this promotion, or I shouldn't apply for this job. And I think athletes go through that same thing. You know, we don't see it, but Brandon has talked about it. You know, times where he thought maybe this wasn't going to work out for him. I'm sure Jalen has had times in a very deep place where no one can see, where he needs some self-assurance. So, you know, it's kind of maybe a deep thought from just the Jack thing, but I do really appreciate Brandon's perspective on basically saying you have got to have self-confidence and be sure in yourself. And it's like I always say when people make fun of me saying I could hit a home run, if I'm not going to believe in myself, who will? And so I would encourage you out there to believe in yourself as this pod takes a deep turn. But yeah, I just thought it was a very interesting quote from Brandon. So next up, I was on the Spike, Ike, and Fritz show. Obviously talked about a lot of different things. Eagles, Joe and Jack, all that stuff. So that'll be on the other side. But as I always say, when the other side is audio, I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. He's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you on the other side.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks is with us for Tuesdays with Elliot. I appreciated your speech at the beginning of this.
Tried. I just want him to feel good about himself.
And you are Team Jack.
He should. I am Team Jack.
All right.
Yes, I'm not jumping ship.
Yeah, we're going to win this one.
Joe, you work with Seltzer, though.
Well, I'm not,
so does
it's
he.
Not James or Jack.
I know. I'm just saying James has attached himself to the morning
yes.
show.
Yeah,
it's fine. But again, once I win baseball, he'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Joe.
Jack, you're so good.
What do you mean?
You're so good. You're
and
so good.
And then you wonder why people are rooting against you. You're like, how could he jump ship? Like, mock him. For,
Well, I'm disappointed in him. Because the whole time in the lead up to this, I love James, but the whole time in the lead up to this, he's like, Joe, you have no chance. And you could tell he was cheering for Jack. And then as soon as Joe is telling the story, James is like the peanut gallery over there. I was like, It was like the Beatles had come to America for the first time, or he was like a believer when they first saw Justin Bieber in person. It's like, oh, Joe! Oh, it's so amazing! It's just like everybody's dead. Everybody's dead. Seltzer's dead. Rhea's dead. Gilio's dead. Hugh, and look, I already knew Hugh didn't like you anyway, so it's not surprising. But
we're doing fine.
Should people have to sit on different sides of the crowd? Like in the game.
Oh, like a wedding?
Like a wedding, yeah.
Like a wedding?
We should get a little Team Jack, Team Joe.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Zach Wheeler underappreciated? 80.3% say yes, 19.7% say no. I was thinking of you last night as Zach Wheeler was dominating yet again. Did you have Wheeler ninth on your list or
seventh? I think it was eighth.
Eighth?
I think it was Joel 10, Bryce 9, Zach Wheeler 8.
And then Quinyon Mitchell right ahead of
Quinyon
him.
Quinyon 7, yeah, correct. Yeah.
Why is that? Because he's a winner?
Yeah.
Right.
That silly little Super Bowl he won impacted my opinion.
He won by himself.
Well,
he's just a cornerback.
Zach Wheeler is a great player. Yep. Zach Wheeler will be like a footnote as of now in Eagles history. If you look at the other great Phillies players, we all have one moment we could say, this was his great moment. This was his great moment. Zach Wheeler is great. I would actually compare him a little bit to Trent Cole in the way that Trent is the second best defensive end of all time, but there's no great moment you remember Trent for. You remember him for being a great player.
Second best defensive end of the Eagles all time?
In sacks. I think he's number two.
Oh, yes, when you mean he's ranked number two, yes.
Number one's BG. But second most sacks. Trent Cole's a phenomenal player. But with Zach Wheeler, what's the thing I'm remembering other than him being great?
Well,
Cliff Lee, they didn't even win that World Series, but he at least has game one in New York.
Right, sure.
Zach Wheeler lost both of his starts in the World Series.
He did. He lost both of his starts in the World Series. Yet still, for 5 years,
he's been great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the guys that I put ahead of him, like Quinyon, they have accomplished something that the city will always remember.
Okay, that's fine. So is every Eagle ahead of Zach Wheeler?
Hold on. What was Quinyon Mitchell's moment?
Yeah, what was his big moment?
Well, so he did have an interception in the playoffs. But he last year was the best cornerback and was, I would argue, maybe the number one reason the defense turned around. Not the number one player. But maybe the number one reason the defense turned around from what they were the year before.
I'm not doing mental gymnastics.
You are. How?
Quinyon Mitchell has had one good year.
Correct.
One good year. Zach Wheeler has been, for 5 years,
I agree with you on
one
that.
Of the two best pitchers in the National League.
I agree with
so
you.
So he deserves to be higher. That's
no,
it. This is the Eagles' elitism stuff.
No,
this is dumb.
No. I just don't think you value the playoffs enough.
Of course I value the playoffs.
It doesn't feel
and
like
Zach
that.
Wheeler's play, that. Zach Wheeler's playoff ERA is like 2.2.
Yeah, he's been good in the playoffs, but they haven't won any.
Well, but okay. So what matters? Does it matter that how Zach Wheeler performs in the playoffs, or does it matter? Because Zach Wheeler, by the way, in a divisional series, could throw two nine-inning shutouts, and they could lose the series.
They could.
Right? Which has nothing to do with him.
It doesn't.
He can control what he can control.
But
so if the Eagles had lost to the Rams,
yeah.
That wouldn't have been Quinyon Mitchell's fault.
I agree with you.
Right? So like let's have a normal adult conversation about what they're responsible for.
I don't need to go into hypotheticals to make my point. The Eagles didn't lose to the Rams. Zach Wheeler hasn't won something. Like you could argue he's being unfairly punished for it.
Who's a better player all time, Brian Dawkins or Quinyon Mitchell?
I would say Brian Dawkins.
But he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Okay, so why is Brian Dawkins ahead of Quinyon Mitchell?
Because I think Brian Dawkins was way better than Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay, so Zach Wheeler is also way better than Quinyon Mitchell.
Brian Dawkins also created more memories for this city than Zach Wheeler did. Would you agree with that?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, so, and again, why? Because of postseason. I agree with you that it's maybe unfair, Zach. I think Zach Wheeler has pitched well enough where he should have more memories, but he just doesn't. He just doesn't.
Okay, so then
All right, let me ask you this. What's the moment you think of with Zach Wheeler?
No, there isn't moment.
But I think that's telling, though.
No, it's not telling.
I think it's
consistent dominance.
But
that's
every other
issue.
Great player, we can name a moment.
If he threw a shutout against the Mets, and by the way, he almost did, right? Yeah. What did he do? 8 innings or whatever. Let's say this coming postseason, mm-hmm. they play, I don't know, the Padres in the first round, right. I don't know, whoever it is. He throws two shutouts and they lose the series. Nobody will think of those moments as like, oh my God, those are the best
moments.
This
is what hurts Joel. To me, this feels a little bit like the plus minus argument for Joel, where it's Joel's been good in the playoffs, but when he's off the court, they lose, and so he has no great moments.
Right, and if Joel, by the way, if Joel was healthy, if he was, he would still be ahead of Quinyon Mitchell on this list, even without any of those memories. Of course he would.
Yeah, he would be.
Of course he would, which is the same reason why Wheeler should be ahead of him.
No, but the difference is that Wheeler, first of all, Embiid has been here longer. I think he's been better than Zach Wheeler has. He doesn't have the moments Zach Wheeler does. I agree. Or he doesn't have any great moments. I agree with you on that. But I just think you are under-prioritizing the postseason, and maybe you could argue I am over-prioritizing it, but you can't, like, yes, Zach Wheeler's been great, but he doesn't.
But your argument doesn't hold up, because you just said...
it doesn't have to be a consistent rule for everything.
Well, sure it does.
I don't think it does.
If nobody thinks Joel Embiid, you know, one of the five best players in basketball when he's playing?
Yeah.
Okay, Zach Wheeler, one of the five best pitchers when he's...
Yeah, now he only plays one-fifth of the games.
Okay, but then he plays all of that game. He has more effect on one game than any everyday player has on any game. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, okay. When he plays, you're saying.
Yes.
Right, but if you talk
which
about...
Which is why pitcher WAR is higher or as high as everyday players.
Right, but Quinyon Mitchell also plays more. Now, Zach Wheeler has more of an impact on the game. I would agree with you there.
Of course.
Right.
So if Joel Embiid would be ahead of Quinyon Mitchell, were he healthy,
yes.
So should Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler, again, one of the five best pitchers in baseball. Joel Embiid, one of the five best players in basketball.
So let me ask you, why do you, because I don't think I'm in the minority here.
Sure you are. About Quinyon Mitchell?
No, about Zach Wheeler.
In what respect?
Well,
he was number three.
But I don't think people view Zach Wheeler as an all-time great Philly they'll always remember.
He was voted the number three athlete in Philadelphia.
He was. So okay. But you're the one saying he's underappreciated.
By idiots like you.
I'm the reason. Like, yes, he has been a great player. But if you're saying he was voted number three, then I don't get the issue here.
I'm talking about you.
It's about me. I value the Super Bowl, and I think you're undervaluing.
Okay, then why'd you have Kyle Schwarber ahead?
Because I wanted
Quinyon
to make a
Mitchell.
Statement about Kyle Schwarber being underrated.
So why didn't you have Zach Bond on your list?
Yeah,
I forgot Zach Bond. I would swipe out Devontae if I could do it again.
He won the Super Bowl,
he also won the Super Bowl.
And he got a touchdown.
Honestly, I think you could make the list all Eagles if you wanted.
Okay,
I think you could.
I'm surprised he didn't.
Yeah.
Eagles elitism.
It's not Eagles elitism. It's you guys are undervaluing the postseason.
No,
you do it with Jalen. You're doing it with Zach Wheeler.
In the postseason.
Yes, but he's not won anything. He's not. And you can blame his teammates, but he's still not won anything.
Yes, but
about great players, I need to look at them and go, what have they done?
Quinyon Mitchell's been in the NFL for one year. He's a cornerback.
And he's already won more than Zach Wheeler has.
Oh, my God.
You're such
an idiot.
No, it's not.
But so did Zach Bond.
You're right.
Already said he left.
So did Devontae Smith.
Yes,
why is Devontae Smith
on the list?
But why is he not ahead of Zach Wheeler?
Because I think Zach Wheeler is great. I do. He is great.
But Devontae Smith, do you not value winning?
No, I value winning.
Devontae Smith's done more here than Quinyon Mitchell has. Well, of course he has.
Yeah, he probably has. I would agree with that. I mean, Quinyon, you keep saying it's only 1 year.
It is.
Yes, it was. But Quinyon was unbelievable for the 1 year. I don't hear you say it's only been 1 year for Zach Bond. Why should Zach Bond definitely be on if it's only a year, but Quinyon for 1 year shouldn't?
Well, no.
What's the difference between Zach Bond and Quinyon?
Because Zach Bond was better than Quinyon last
year. I don't know if
that's
definitely true, number one.
It's definitely true.
I don't think it is definitely
one was
true.
A candidate for Defensive Player of the Year,
yeah,
one was not.
They got that one wrong. I think Quinyon...
No.
I'm not saying, Quinyon... Well, hold on.
Who was better last year?
Zach Bond.
Okay.
But let me present my Quinyon case.
Yeah.
He played over 1,000 snaps.
I love Quinyon, but he wasn't better than Zach
Of all
Bond
the cornerbacks that played over 1,000 snaps, he had the second best grade in coverage. He was out there every week, consistent. The biggest issue with this team going into last season was the secondary on defense. The secondary was a disaster in 2023. The number one reason it turned around was because of Quinyon and his ability on one side of the field.
That's not the number one reason it turned around. He was out there when they were bad.
At best, he was the third best.
In 2023?
No, I thought you meant early in the season. To me, the defense turned around when Cooper DeJean
when Jalen stopped turning the ball over.
At best.
That's nothing to do with the defense.
Well, put him in better situations.
By the way, at best, Quinyon Mitchell is the third best player on the defense.
Sure.
Last year?
Who you're saying Bond definitely?
Yeah, Bond definitely
and
Jalen Carter.
Bond and Jalen Carter are the top two players.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're crazy.
No, Jalen Carter might be, but I think you're undervaluing what Quinyon did. Quinyon was a corner. First of all, corners get paid more than linebackers, which shows that the league values them more.
Forget about
that.
We're talking about who made plays last year.
Here's the thing. Quinyon shut down top receivers week after week.
He did. And shut down is a relative term. So that's not like nobody caught the ball on Quinyon.
No, but very few did. I'm just saying.
What I'm saying, Elliot, is he didn't travel.
I agree with
against
that.
Number one wide receiver. Yep. So let's get that out of the way first.
Agreed.
So it's not like he played against the number one receiver every snap.
I agree.
So and Quinyon did a great job. I'm not saying he didn't.
Right.
But I think you're overvaluing what he did last year. You could play a solid corner and break up passes or what have you, but unless you're getting interceptions and all these other things, how do you quantify that?
So I understand my argument.
Where Zach Bond is getting interceptions, he's getting sacks, he's getting fumble recoveries.
Moments.
He's getting all these things.
Moments, absolutely. I understand my argument is a little bit like when they signed Nnamdi and it was, he was so good because no one overthrew him.
Right.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's way better than Nnamdi.
He's way better than Nnamdi. Yeah. And I just think what he did last year, like Cooper gets more attention than him, Bond gets more attention than him. I think what he did last year is underappreciated. Zach Bond and him, to me, you want to say Zach Bond was better? Fine. I don't think that's a crazy statement. But I also think Quinyon was much closer to Zach Bond than you are acting.
Okay, I don't think so. 215-592-9494. We'll get to another Eagles thing right after I tell you. Yeah, if you do an hour with Elliot, you need a vacation, right?
Well, good news. You
need a place to go. If you've thought about getting a vacation house, maybe you thought about Jersey. I would recommend Delaware over Jersey. And I would also recommend going to my guy, the official realtor. He's been the official realtor of the Rights of Ricky Sanchez podcast for years now, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, out of Long and Foster. If you're going to buy a beach house, you need a good person in your corner. You know, it's tough to buy houses anywhere now. Jack can tell you that. And if you're going to look for a beach house in Delaware, you really need somebody good. Kasebe is the guy. He knows it in and out. And here's what you think, oh, I can't afford it. What you do is, if you get the house, you rent it out for most of the summer. Those people are paying your mortgage. That way you have a beach house to go down to, and it's an investment as well. And again, maybe you've tried before, you gave up because you couldn't get it done. Kasebe will get it done for you. Property taxes, way lower in Delaware than they are in Jersey as well. Jersey Shore, highest taxes nationwide. Delaware property taxes, very, very low. When you're ready to make the leap, you got to use my guy, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him at 302-864-8643. Text him about this argument between us and Elliot, 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. That is processrealtor.com.
And ask him if he's on Team DeCam or Team Fritz.
Oh, he better be on Team Fritz.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll text him.
Light up his phone.
If he's not Team Quinyon, might not be able to use him.
Right.
Yeah, to take that in consideration.
So there was a story today that the Steelers are talking about trading T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt wants another contract. He's got 1 year, $21 million, I think, left.
Non-guaranteed
left on it. So, was this public, the Filippone thing?
He said it on our airways.
Okay. Andrew Filippone, I didn't know he was on with us, of our station in Pittsburgh, said that he thought that Nolan Smith and a late round pick would get you T.J. Watt, which, look, T.J. Watt is awesome. Ike went through the stats the other day.
It's crazy.
You look at T.J. Watt's stats and Myles Garrett's stats, they're like the same.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly better.
Yeah. Now, you would have to pay T.J. Watt, yeah. One would assume. Would you?
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Who do that deal?
So that's I think I would do it. I would do it.
And
I
would pay him.
And I would
pay
him.
I would
do it.
Wow.
Now I don't think they will. So
right.
I'm doing this thing for
because they're colluding.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're colluding. Yeah. I'm doing positional previews leading up to training camp, Go Birds Pod, available on all the podcast platforms over the next week, right? And when I went over the defensive ends, I'm not gonna lie, I got way more nervous when I went over it than maybe I've expressed
you originally
on
thought.
I've only asked you 100 times.
Yeah, I'm saying I think you might have been on to something.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. If you look, I can admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
I'm not wrong about
rare.
I'm not wrong about Wheeler, but yeah. I'm happy to admit
I was
when
like,
I'm
you're
wrong.
That psyched about
yeah.
Jalen.
Well, I think okay. I've almost said it so many times that I feel optimistic about them that I'm now assuming they're great players.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
If you look at the amount of snaps they played last year, I mean, Jalix Hunt played 350 snaps,
yep.
Something like that. He was barely out there. Nolan Smith was really, really good, but it was also only for 10 games. I would guess that of all the teams we would view as legit Super Bowl contenders, they probably have the least amount of snaps from their edges last year of any team. So while I am high on Nolan Smith, and it would definitely sting to give up on a talent like that, and I do think he's good for their locker room. I mean, T.J. Watt is way better than Nolan Smith.
It's not even in the same category.
And
yeah.
It makes everybody better. It makes Jalen Carter better. It makes Jalix Hunt better.
Oh my God.
T.J. Watt and Jalen Carter.
Oh my God.
Man.
And yeah. He's what, 30?
Yeah,
so maybe got some good years left.
If you
in
give him $75 million guaranteed, and he's here for 3 years,
yep.
So I think it's got to be closer to 100.
Well, I'm just talking guaranteed.
He
would probably get more than that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they will do it, but I would trade Nolan Smith in a late round pick for TJ.
So Filippone clarified. He said he thought a third and Nolan Smith.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
A third.
Yeah,
fine.
As long as it's not a
yeah.
first or a second.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They have 13 draft picks next year,
and they can't use all of them,
and they don't need them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Watt, where are they going to put them at? Yeah.
And they are a win now team. So while TJ Watt is not 26, 27, he's also not 34.
Right.
Like you can have him for, if you get two elite years out of, I mean, TJ Watt could realistically have more sacks in the next 2 years than Nolan Smith has in his Eagles career.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not crazy to think.
If he could have 30 sacks in the next 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I would do it.
Wow.
Speaking of 30s, he had 30 the last 2 years.
There you go. There you go.
He's had 30 the last 2 years.
Now, Nolan did have 10 sacks, or I think it was 9 sacks in the final 10
With
or 11
games. The postseason and everything. Yeah.
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 Would you guys?
I would do it.
I would do it, yeah.
I just like, it makes me, I know this is the caricature of me at this point, but we lost a lot of talent on defense.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of players. Mm-hmm. And when you look into next year and you're like, who am I sure about? Like even Zach Bond, who I'm mostly sure about, I've only seen him do it for 1 year.
Right.
Yes. You know,
Mr. Zach Bond over there.
Well, no, 1 year. Same with Quinyon.
Yes, agreed. Yeah,
I've seen him do it for 1 year. All that. And the edge thing. Honestly, the edge thing made me nervous last year. And last year we had Josh Sweat. You know what I mean? And we lost him.
The other reason.
And we had BG.
The other point you've been making that might end up being correct is their depth is pretty bad. When you look at N'Kobe played almost 800 snaps last year. That's a lot of snaps to fill.
Yes.
With other, you know, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I think was overrated, but he did play a lot. They are counting on guys to take steps forward. And I think there's reason to believe they can, but it's asking, you know, when you go through the 90-man roster and you look position by position, which I'm doing on the Go Birds Pod, available on all platforms, you can see the lack of experience they have.
Yeah,
well, it really stands out.
They're counting on guys who couldn't even get on the field last year.
Yeah.
Like that. That's the thing that worries me about Kelee Ringo is that when, and I understand all of the circumstances, but when Slay went down, it was Isaiah Rogers.
Yeah.
And when, you know,
when Chauncey went down, it was Tristan McCollum. Yep.
And
N'Kobe went down, it was Oren Burks.
Right. And now we have Junior in there or whoever. So, like, and these rookies, I haven't seen them. There's just a lot of ifs for a team that won a Super Bowl with a number one defense last year.
The other concern I think is fair to have going into next season is we talk so much about how much Saquon played. He, you know, all the touches, all that. Jalen Carter played, you know, what is that, 1,000 snaps or some crazy 800-something snaps?
Second most of any defensive line player, I think, in the league.
He had 75 hurries last year. That's the most a defensive tackle has had for the Eagles since Fletcher in, I think, 2018. Jalen could take a step back. I'm just, like, he played a lot last year to all of a sudden be like, he's definitely going to be that.
He did.
No, I'm still on TJ.
Okay.
I'm still on TJ. I mean, we literally went bonkers about Myles Garrett.
Yes.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
TJ's the better player. Just from a stats point.
Yeah.
He's put up better numbers. They came in the same year.
Yep.
They got the same awards, same accolades, defensive player of the year, all that stuff. I'm just saying, one guy has 102, other guy has 108. Here's the one thing that I'm looking at. Forced fumbles. TJ Watt, 33 forced fumbles to Myles Garrett's 20.
Over how many years?
Both 8 years.
Wow. A lot.
Like they both played the same amount of years.
Would you trade Nolan in a first?
Nolan in a first. That's a lot because I got to get a first and the money and Nolan.
Yeah,
that's
the money
a lot. That's a lot.
I don't think the Steelers are going to trade him. Maybe I'll be wrong, but it would be weird to sign Aaron Rodgers, Darius Slay,
Jalen, TJ go.
All these old guys,
but
and then.
But I think what they're maybe hoping is,
and DK Metcalf.
Yeah, we'll go all in this year. And if it doesn't work, maybe we reset. You give a 30-year-old defensive end $100 million, all of a sudden that reset becomes a lot more difficult. And DK Metcalf's younger, right? He's 27,
yeah, he's on the younger
26.
Side. But now, I don't know if the Steelers are run as well as they have been in past years. Like when Ike brought up they haven't won a playoff game in 9 years or whatever, that's pretty crazy. But would it worry you at all that they're willing to move on from TJ?
This seems to happen in football.
I mean, he's not that old. He's super productive. He was drafted there. I mean, it's not.
It makes you worry because the Steelers don't usually do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only time they actually have done it, it didn't turn out to hurt them, but they did let a guy go in the prime. That was Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was crazy as hell.
I was going to say that. Yeah. They recognized that.
Yeah. They recognized that, and that don't seem to be an issue with TJ. Yeah, 30 years old, man. I certainly would consider
it. Is he 30 all year? Or is he 31?
That's a good question. You know, like I don't know when the birthday is. I do not have his birthday in
there. All right, fair enough.
By the way, officially, Philly's game canceled tonight.
Okay.
So if you're on your way down, turn around.
Head back.
105 and 615 tomorrow.
105. Oh, so it was supposed to be what, 220 tomorrow, I thought, the first game?
I think it was.
Or was it? Oh, no, it was a 105 game. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 105.
He might already
oh,
be 30. He played it 30
so split
last
doubleheader.
Year.
So how old is he now?
That's what I'm saying. He might already be 31. I don't even know.
All right, we keep.
So a split doubleheader tomorrow, yeah.
Split doubleheader.
What happened?
We lost you.
You're
to
so
TJ Watland.
Yeah.
We had a whole conversation about the Phillies game getting canceled. you just weren't
still
even
over
there.
Here with TJ. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, so we need to get this done. Yeah, we need to do this.
TJ turns 31 October 11th.
Oh, man, he's a man, Libra.
He's old.
Yeah, it's right there.
Look
with
at
me
you.
And Bryce.
Know, are you a Libra?
Yeah.
I was about to say, knowing that is
that's
pretty
why he knows. Yeah.
I don't know any other signs, but yes, I know that one.
He's a Sagittarius.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good segment, by the way. Just astrology.
You
with
you can name them all?
No.
No,
yeah,
I couldn't so either. Yeah.
No. I know the Pisces,
I
Leo.
Could have, no, it depends Scorpio, on how long it would take Scorpio, me to name them all. Leo, yeah. Scorpio, Sagittarius.
Could you name all the capitals?
Well, Buzz is naming all the capitals.
Oh, dude, Buzz is Mr. Capital over there.
Yeah,
oh,
shock. Interesting.
Yeah, he needs to be Mr. Make sure Aries. People are ready to talk.
Him and Angelina Pisces. Both locked in Pisces. On the capitals.
Yeah, good. Locked in on the right stuff those days.
Taurus.
All right.
Wait, what one was that?
Taurus.
Taurus. Yeah, my dad was Taurus.
That's May.
Yeah.
Like Pisces is March and April.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Taurus is January, February.
What's a Cancer? Cancer is which
Cancer
one?
Is in there somewhere.
All right, we're breaking.
Okay.
Okay. You can get the Go Birds pod. You told me to tell you.
Right? No, you're okay. Right. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day. Go Birds Daily.
Won't see you guys for 2 weeks.
Awesome.
I'm out all next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's BS.
Go what do we take off.
Yeah. What are we doing on Tuesday then?
I was actually thinking of voice recording a take and sending it to you guys.
You should give us one take.
Yeah,
give
I think I might. Yeah.
We could do AI Elliot.
Oh.
So you're not going to be in the day before we do the big.
I can't even go to baseball. I'm sad about it.
Wow.
I know. But I'll be rooting for you, buddy.
So speaking of Jack, coming up next, we are going to talk to Jack's high school golf coach. Coach Paris, the head golf coach at Ruston, to find out if he
sure,
was
he was disappointed.
Find out if he was a head case back then, too.
He'd seen that before.
Yep. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.